Good morning, Harold.
Good morning. How are you, Scott?
Doing well. What do you make of this?
At first glance, it seems a little confusing that a whole bunch of Republican candidates and office holders are so at odds with the American electorate. But, you know, the general rule of thumb is when candidates are playing to a crowd and most of the crowd disagrees, it's safe to assume that it's a different crowd they're playing to. So this, I think, is a symptom of this continuing Republican nomination process for president, in which the crowd everybody is forced to play to is Republican activists, which are the innermost concentric circle, and they are fundamentally at odds with the American electorate. Look, it comes down to this. Most Americans agree that your boss's religion should not determine what kind of health care coverage you have. That seems pretty straightforward to virtually all segments of the electorate except for Republican activists. To them, when they hear birth control, they equate it with godless promiscuity or abortion or something like that, and it's a fundamental disconnect with reality and a fundamental disconnect with the American electorate. I would imagine that Santorum and all the rest of these candidates who are duking it out for the nomination would love to hurry up and get this over with so they can start addressing issues of concern to mainstream Americans instead of the issues that Republican activists obsess about and are at odds even with rank-and-file Republican primary voters.
So does that mean that you think that this will not be an issue when we get to November, that this will totally be over with? This is all about the Republican primary, and, you know, in that vein, does that mean that the people who are playing to that crowd right now are you know, they're doing smart politics, at least for now, because the people they have to appeal to are the people who vote in these elections?
Right, they're doing the only politics available to them, and it is not helpful in November, and I do think it's going to be an issue, but it's going to be President Obama's issue. He's got virtually all women on his side. That's 50% of the electorate, and he probably divides the rest. Well, I'll take that deal in a heartbeat, because anytime you've got an issue in which both candidates are absolutely clear on the record with, 70-something percent is on your side, you're going to talk about the issue.
Well, and I guess the other question here is if you have people playing to that crowd, they're very upset about this birth control deal. Interesting to you that there are, you know, a lot of things that the Catholic Church, of course, feels very strongly about, and you have politicians and people who are not Catholic, you know, just average folks who are not Catholic, and some activists who are not Catholic, choosing which things they'll agree with them on. I mean, the Catholic Church is against the death penalty. The Catholic Church is, you know, for humane treatment of illegal immigrants. The Catholic Church was against the war in Iraq. You didn't hear any of these same people going to bat for them on those things.
Oh, right. It's been a long-standing issue with Republican activists in which they pick and choose which religious dogma they want to obsess about, really ignoring everything else. The Catholic Church here is a prop, and they're willingly being a prop, but they lost even their own members on this issue long, long ago. It is down to a small segment of the electorate who continues to obsess about this, and really only this, because there isn't that much else to obsess about. But the fact is, this is settled policy to the entire rest of America. So, you know, the entire overall electorate is kind of either amused by this intramural sport, or they're rolling their eyes in disgust that they are still in the Republican primary process discussing how best to control women and their health care. And that's just not okay with most voters.
All right, Harold, thank you.
Thank you.
Harold Cook is at lettersfromtexas.com.